A human body has 206 bones, but many of these are repeated. If you have the left femur from a specimen, you don't need the right to know its dimensions. Strip out all the redundant bones, and the total you're left with is 120, what is called a half skeleton. Even by this fairly accommodating standard, and even counting the slightest fragment as a full bone, Lucy constituted only 28% of a half skeleton, and only about 20% of a full one. In The Wisdom of the Bones, Alan Walker recounts how he once asked Johansson how he had come up with a figure of 40%. Johansson breezily replied that he had discounted the 106 bones of the hands and feet, more than half the body's total, and a fairly important half too, one would have thought, since Lucy's principal defining attribute was the use of those hands and feet to deal with a changing world. At all events, rather less is known about Lucy than is generally supposed. It isn't even actually known that she was a female. Her sex is merely presumed from her diminutive size. 2 years after Lucy's discovery, at Laetoli in Tanzania, Mary Leakey found footprints left by two individuals from, it is thought, the same family of hominids. The prints had been made when two Australopithecines had walked through muddy ash following a volcanic eruption. The ash had later hardened, preserving the impressions of their feet for a distance of over 23 meters. The American Museum of Natural History in New York has an absorbing diorama that records the moment of their passing. It depicts life-sized recreations of a male and a female walking side by side across the ancient African plain. They are hairy and chimp-like in dimensions, but have a bearing and gait that suggests humanness. The most striking feature of the display is that the male holds his left arm protectively around the female's shoulder. It is a tender and affecting gesture, suggestive of close bonding. The tableau is done with such conviction that it is easy to overlook the consideration that virtually everything above the footprints is imaginary. Almost every external aspect of the two figures, degree of hairiness, facial appendages, whether they had human noses or chimp noses, expressions, skin colour, size and shape of the female's breasts, is necessarily suppositional. We can't even say that they were a couple. The female figure may in fact have been a child. Nor can we be certain that they were Australopithecines. They are assumed to be Australopithecines because there are no other known candidates. I had been told that they were posed like that because, during the building of the diorama, the female figure kept toppling over. But Ian Tattersall insists with a laugh that the story is untrue. Obviously we don't know whether the male had his arm around the female or not, but we do know from the stride measurements that they were walking side by side and close together, close enough to be touching. It was quite an exposed area, so they were probably feeling vulnerable. That's why we tried to give them slightly worried expressions.